Let's get back to Ron with the wrap up of this last action we just had.
Okay, Dee, boy, that was an exciting one there with West Central, Ashley Brown, and Evansville, and Berthew at Verndale, Parker's Prairie. I will go over Board to West here and against the number one seed, Long Prairie, Grey Eagle, Browerville. They had a tough team. Matthew Basil for the Wolves pins Blake Furman of Board to West, a minute and 39 seconds. And then Hayden Hebert for the Wolves, 3 minutes and 17 second pin over Porter Clem. And then Mason Tomchkin, he had this thing to win, but Benelli Johnson caught him. 9 seconds left in that second period, a fall in 3 minutes and 51 seconds. And then Hunter Catterhagen, a 36-second fall win for the Wolves over Griffin Clem of Border West. Then at 1:33, the Buccaneers finally get on the score. Trigg Olson, nice job there. 12-1, major decision over Evan Flan of the Wolves. Then at 1:39, Brody Pachan, he's a tough customer. He defeats Brock Martig, a Tech fall, 20-4 and 5:57. Then at 1:45, Tucker Hennessy wins a major decision over Riker Marlowe of Long Prairie, Grey Eagle, Browerville, 16-4. Then at 1:52, Gunnar Hagen wins a major decision over Jacob Hidalgo, 29-12 at that point. Owen Deal wrestled a nice match, wins 13-9 over Tate Strom. Then at 1:72, Logan Thom, 48-second fall win over Jackson Gary. Drew Sedbeck, a 1 minute and 26-second fall win over Christian Murphy of Border West. At 215 pounds, Dylan Grobner, boy, he let that one slip away. He was leading and controlling and got pinned in 3 minutes and 27 seconds by Tommy Miron. And then at heavyweight, Alexander Murphy for Border West loses a tight one, 6-5 to Heston Almendinger of the Wolves. And then in this other one here, West Central, Ashby, Brandon, Evansville, whoo, they pulled out a squeaker here, 33-32. At 107 pounds, Adam Grable gets a fall win at 3 minutes and 6 seconds over Brody Brunkel. 114 pounds, Kieran Gierke wins a major decision, 15-4 over Roiger Oyster. Then at 121 pounds, Micah Stanley of the Raiders, 3 minutes and 35 seconds pin over Brock Brunkel. Then at 127 pounds, Nathan Richter for the Knights, a 4-0 win over Merrick Hoffman. At 133 pounds, Logan Becker, a 59-second fall win over Cade Webley of the Knights. At 139 pounds, Wyatt Jairs, 29-second fall win over Gage Eide. Oh, this was a tough one. I didn't agree with that. Evan Dingwall for the Knights lost to Hunter Truax, 5-4, but they gave Truax a takedown right at the end of that second period, I believe should not have been, because Dingwall was stepping over the top. But then at 152 pounds, Preston Captain, a Tech fall, 20-3 in 4 minutes and 36 seconds over Nathan Schmitz of the Knights. Then at 160 pounds, Owen Grukel wins a Tech fall for the Knights, 21-5 in 4 minutes and 23 seconds over Gage Bartle. 172 pounds, Logan Schmall. Boy, he wrestled a very smart match. He wins 16-9 over Tanner Schalke. And then at 189, the Raiders are open. They forfeit to Ezekiel Seekert. At that point in time, it's 32-21. The Knights need to pin out or pin and get a Tech fall to tie this thing, because if they go into a tie, they win it on 7 wins and 6 losses. Logan Long, 4 minutes and 59 second fall win over David Veronin. I kept thinking, you got to let him go and get on your feet and toss him. Eventually, that's what he did, and he gets a pin, 4:59. And then to seal the deal, Freddie Munoz gets a pin in 2 minutes and 40 seconds over Oliver Willis. The Knights win it 32-33 over Berthew at Verndale, Parker's Prairie. Now in the finals, we will have the number one seed, Long Prairie, Grey Eagle, Browerville, versus the number two seed, West Central, Ashby, Brandon, Evansville. And that's what we got, folks. They've got one mat rolled up. They got this, the one mat in the center here for the finals. So I'll break away, and I'll come back with the finals in Section 6A Team Wrestling. I'll send it back to Dee Dee at KKOK.